Blog Talk Radio.
I hold it down like a Snapchat. Go over your head like a snapback. Uploaded a pic, double tap that. And your flow so old, granddad.
Bruh.
It's just banter.
Yeah.
I'm way too much like a black cap.
I boss.
What you Snapchatting in the club for? Just dance, man. Like, yo, fam, alarm. Yo, fam, yo, fam, alarm. And yo, gal, better than. I'm on the roads, caravan. Let me do this fast, Ramadan. Cause it's going down, avalanche. I'ma keep it short, paragraph.
Yeah.
Queen Leash, I'm a rain, and a rack. Cause you're off Israel, Nazareth. Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
A couple of snaky friends, just Adam and Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no debate on who's better.
Come on.
I turn a man to a girl like Bruce Jenner. I shout down the dance like. We broke down the dance like. I be the one they love, I be the don. They know where I'm from, 01 to the 21. Yo, brethren, where is your hairline gone? I can't believe it, I can't believe the cheek. Some girls wake up and don't even brush their teeth. That's a dead thing. That's a bad breath take.
Morning.
How could you talk my name when you ain't even brush your teeth?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush
your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush your
teeth.
Brush
your teeth. Bars cold like a TikTok. You've got a pot belly like Rick Ross. Stiff gal, do the TikTok. Big mouth gal, where your lips gone?
Where?
I ain't got time to be TikTok. But I got a new wristwatch. Let's go toe to toe, flip flop. I make the crowd jump like crisscross.
Drop.
I got a dark skin friend that looks like Rachel Dolezal. And I got a light skin friend that looks like Rachel Dolezal. Which one's which? Not sure.
Nah.
Them yellow clapped, encore. Don't think you're buff cause you're wearing contour. Cause I'll wipe your brows off.
Yeah.
I'll snatch your wig and your nails off.
Absolutely.
I go blind, hands out. Like I'm at the nail shop. Look, these girls are bluffing.
Uh-huh.
They really ain't on nothing.
Nah, man.
You can't do dirt on me.
Are you gonna go and get your cousin?
What? Everything ends rosy, I beg you not. I'll clean the teeth through and set it off.
Yeah.
Then I bounce like a belly flop. Got one eye on your man. Set you up. Yeah, baby. I'm getting watched. Watch me like Netflix. You go to the club, but you ain't got dough for your gas and electric.
That's it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe the cheek. Some man wake up and don't even brush their teeth. How could you do that? How could you even speak? How could you talk my name when you ain't even brushed your teeth?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush
your teeth.
Brush
your teeth.
Brush
your teeth.
Queen's speech for you know. Side for the way. Bang gang 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 gang. Bang gang gang gang. Bang gang 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 gang. Dang 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 dang. Woo.
Oh, I love that song. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Breath Morning Show. I am your host, Lena J, and it is 10:03. I had to do my show just an hour early, so this time is not my regular time, but tomorrow will be the regular time at 11 o'clock. So the show is going to be Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock. Now, the call-in number for everyone is 347-324-5717. The chat line is open and the chat room is open and the phone lines are open so you guys, you can listen on the phone or you can come into the chat room and you can just, you know, pop in there and listen if you want to. That's fine. If you want to participate, definitely I'm here. You can help participate with me. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today. So let's get right into it. Now, the main thing that before I get into that, I do want to let you guys know that I am on Facebook, not as much as I used to be anymore, but I'm under Lena J, LinaJay. So you guys can find me on Facebook, add me as a friend. Like I said, I'm not really on Facebook like that anymore. Facebook is getting a little boring to me. Also, I'm on Instagram under Ms. Lena J. So Instagram, I'm on there maybe every other day. And I'm also on Twitter. Now on Twitter, not really on Twitter all like that. I don't know. I don't see the point of Twitter. I don't get the point. I don't go on there. I have one. So if you guys want to go on there and follow me, I'll go on there every once in a while, like once in a blue moon, and make posts on my Twitter, but really not on there all like that. So I'm under the name, same name, Lena J, if you guys want to go and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Now, let's talk about this snow that came through. Now, wow, watching the news and New York got hit pretty bad. My condolences go out to the people that did lose their lives, like the man that was shoveling, you know, the snow, and his wife and his one-year-old son was in a car, and they were warming up. I'm trying to get warm, and they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. So definitely condolences out to him and his family. A few other people in New York were shoveling snow and, you know, went into cardiac arrest, and they lost their lives as well. So definitely, you know, blessings and condolences out to them and their families. Rest in peace. Unfortunately, you know, this did happen. And so they're still dealing with that. They even have the kids going to school, and it's kind of crazy because the pictures that I saw on the news, oh, my gosh, the cars in New York were completely covered in snow. So they have these kids trekking through all of this snow just to get to school. Come on now. You can give them a couple of extra days just to, you know, have the day off from school. But, hey, I'm not the mayor. So, I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so we, you know, we got hit, but it wasn't as bad as New York. That's amazing. And a friend of mine, she lives in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, so they got like a dusting, like a covering, like a sprinkle of snow all over the place, and she was having a hissy fit. So I'm like, wait a minute, you want to trade places here? You know, we got inches up here, and you guys got what, a little dusting of snow on y'all stuff? Come on now. But, I mean, then you have to look at it that the South, they're not really accustomed. They're not used to all of this snow. So, you know, they don't have the machinery, the tow trucks, the snow plows, the salt trucks, they don't have all of this readily at their fingertips to kind of, you know, handle what we handle every single year. They don't deal with this every single year. We do. I mean, not to this capacity, yeah, but we have to deal with it every single year, so we're used to it. You know, down south, they see a little bit of, you know, flurries, and it's like, oh, my God, let's close down the schools for a month. You know, let's buy out everything in, you know, the grocery store. But meanwhile, up here, up north, it's like, okay, we get some snow, so, you know, we know it's going to be cleared out within 24 to 48 hours. Everybody's going to be back at work. Everybody's going to be back in school. So we just got to wait for the salt trucks to do their job so we can get to work, get to school. You know, so it's not really a big deal to us. But also, Washington, D.C. got hit real bad. And I know that, I think it was the mayor that I was watching on the news where she said that, you know, they have to remove the snow. Not just, you know, plow it to the side or, you know, push it over to the side. They have to actually pick it up and remove it, relocate it somewhere. Are you kidding me? That is a waste of manpower. That's a waste of tax dollars. Why not just pile it up to the side like we do up here, up north, pile it to the side, and guess what? Eventually, that snow will melt, okay? You don't have to do all that extra stuff to have it relocated from one part of the city to another part of the city. That's definitely a waste of taxpayers' money. So I definitely do not agree with that. So on to the next big topic. Now, you guys know about the Super Bowl. If you don't know about the Super Bowl, you're living under a rock. So the Broncos, they beat the Patriots. I'm so proud of them for that. So I am not a Patriots fan at all whatsoever. So I can't stand the Patriots. I'm so glad Broncos, I'm glad they won that. I'm glad they pulled out a win. Definitely yay to them. And my boys, the Carolina Panthers. Those are my boys. You know what? I've been rooting for the Panthers since I moved to Charlotte back in 2002. I've been rooting for them since, no, 2003. I've been rooting for the Panthers. You know, they were a new team, and they weren't doing as well, but I was still rooting for them. You know, they were doing good, actually, when I moved down there, because I was down in Charlotte for about 2 years. So they were doing a very good job, you know. And this is when, what is his name? Oh, my gosh. Pete, he was the quarterback. What is his first name? I know his wife, Holly Robinson Pete. I'm trying to remember his, Rodney Pete. That's when Rodney Pete was the quarterback. That's when I was watching it. That's when I was rooting him on. So I've always been a fan of the Panthers, you know, so I'm glad to see that they are doing amazing this year. And actually, they've only lost one game, and I'm going to have to take blame for that because they were doing well until I watched that one game where they lost. I think I'm a bad luck for them. I'm a bad luck charm. So I did watch that game all the way through, and they did end up losing that one game. So last night when they were playing, I didn't watch, but I was watching the score. I was keeping track of the score. And I'm like, okay, yeah, they're doing good. They're doing good. And they actually won. So they beat the Cardinals, which I'm excited about. Now, here's my dilemma. I watch the Super Bowl every year, every single year. But if I watch the Super Bowl this year, I don't know, I'm just superstitious like that. I think that if I watch it, you know, that the Panthers will lose the Super Bowl. So I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it because I don't want to, you know, be bad luck for them. I don't know, call it crazy. But definitely good luck to the Broncos because I'm rooting for the Carolina Panthers 100%. Carolina Blue, yeah, go Cam Newton. That's my boy right there. So, but what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to take a quick little break, and I'll be back.
Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough. So much to discover, please don't stop me now. Every time I touch it, they're front of the crowd. Let them go, all the ones trying to get in the door. I'ma go where they all couldn't go. Upper floor, upper floor, upper floor. Stop dropping.
was Levels. Oh, my gosh, I love that song. Who doesn't love that song? But, you know, you got some people that like some things and other people that just really don't like it. Anyway, welcome back. I am your host, Lena J, and this is the Morning Breath Morning Show. Welcome, everybody. The call-in number is 347-324-5717. The phone lines are open. The chat room is open. You guys, if you want to come in and listen to the show, you can. If you want to participate, definitely come in and do that. I welcome everyone. So now what I want to talk about is Donald Trump. Yes, yes, yes. We are going to talk about Donald Trump, okay? He has made a lot of comments. He's bold. I give him that. He's definitely bold. He has said some things that some people would like to say but are afraid to say. Yes, he has. And the one thing that I completely don't like about this whole situation with Donald Trump is, well, there's a few things, but the one thing that bothers me the most is this whole endorsement by Sarah Palin. What in the world? Like, where did you come from? Go away. She bothers me. She's like one of those mosquitoes in the summertime, just all around you, like, go away. So Cruz, one of, you know, if you don't know about the, you know, everyone that's trying to run, definitely Google that, so I'm not really going to go into details. But Cruz, he said that, you know, Sarah Palin, she always, you know, picks winners. And, you know, he's, you know, getting a little beside himself because she does pick winners. Negative. If she picks winners, why isn't she the vice president? She's annoying. She's annoying little frog that needs to go the hell away. Yes, I said it. I really don't like her, and the fact that, you know, she doesn't even have her own home life together before she wants to try to help, you know, control the world or help the world. Why don't you help your family first? You know, you have a lot of things going on in your family. You forced your daughter to marry the guy that got her pregnant, which she obviously didn't want to do. She was extremely unhappy with that. And now at this point, you are blaming President Obama for your son physically attacking his girlfriend or his wife or whoever she is. So you're going to blame President Obama for your son's domestic violence abuse? Really? Just because he was abroad and, you know, he served in the service and all this other stuff? Okay, so if that's the case, then everyone that's had problems that was in the service, everyone should blame Obama, right? No. Your son beat up on his wife. That's your son's issue, your son's problem. Stop trying to, you know, throw the blame on someone else. Take care of your own home. Take care of your own problems, lady, you know, before you want to get out in the public eye. Stop trying to be relevant. You're annoying. Anyway, I'm done talking about her. Let's get these Uber drivers. I was actually thinking about being an Uber driver once upon a time, but no, not anymore. You know, people are being attacked. It's not an everyday thing. It is random. It is isolated, but this is crazy. Now, the one Uber driver, everyone knows, if you don't Google it, you can definitely find it. One of the riders, he attacked the Uber driver. And the Uber driver, he recorded it, and which I don't blame him because this guy definitely went in on him. He was crazy. So, the Uber driver mazed him. He got out the car. I guess charges were filed against the rider, the guy that was in the back seat. And now the guy is talking about, oh, well, this Uber driver, you know, videotaped me without my consent, and now I want to press charges. No, it doesn't work that way. No. If that's the case, then everyone that goes into a department store or anywhere else where cameras, where there's surveillance cameras, everybody can sue everybody with cameras. Right? No, It don't work that way. You and Sarah Palin, go have several seats and sit the hell down, okay? There was another one where there was a medical intern. I really don't think she's a doctor. People are calling her a doctor. I really don't see it as a doctor. She jumped into an Uber car, but it wasn't her Uber car. It was someone else's. So I guess she was drunk, and she was ready to go. She jumped in a car. It wasn't her car. It was someone else's. Somebody else called for an Uber driver. She decided, hey, I'm ready to go, so I don't care whose car this is. I'm going to get in the car. So, of course, the driver got out. He refused to move the car. This girl, she got in. She started destroying everything in the car, and it went left. It went crazy, and she definitely was out of her mind. She kept saying, oh, well, I'm only 5'2", and I'm only 100 pounds. And what does that mean? It shows on the tape, because the person who actually ordered, who called the Uber driver, it was their car, they were filming the incident. So you can definitely see how crazy she was acting. Okay, just because you're short and you weigh 2 pounds soaking wet doesn't mean that you don't have the ability to act crazy, and everybody see you on tape acting crazy. And so this whole thing with Uber drivers and, oh, she's actually on leave. Her job suspended her for right now. They're looking into everything. They're doing a whole investigation, so they're going to decide if they're going to terminate her or not. So, yikes. Anyway, there's a lot of things going on with Uber drivers. So definitely if you're an Uber driver, just be safe. You know, be extra safe. You know what you got to do. And another thing on the news that I was watching, there was a police officer. I believe this was in Florida. So police officer, he was called to a neighborhood because, you know, a lot of kids were being, you know, rowdy and loud and all this other good stuff. And, you know, it was the whole noise ordinance thing he was called out there for. So he get over there to the neighborhood, and these kids were playing basketball. So this neighbor complained and was loud because these kids were playing basketball. Okay, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, so what is the problem? These kids could be doing something a lot worse than just playing basketball. Okay? They could be breaking into your house. They could be breaking out windows, car windows. They could be slashing cars. They could be doing all types of graffiti. That's what you call the police for. You don't call the police because kids are acting like kids and are out there playing basketball. Who does that? They're kids. Oh, my goodness. And the officer, instead of, you know, putting the kids in handcuffs, roughing them up, and, you know, tell them, hey, y'all got to quiet down, he decided to join in and play basketball with them. Kudos to this police officer, honestly, definitely. And it's on YouTube. The video's on YouTube. You guys can, you know, search and Google that. And it was viewed over 15 million times. So it's definitely viral. So Shaquille O'Neal got wind of it, and he decided, hey, you know, I want to, you know, help this officer, Officer White. So they both went back to the neighborhood with these kids still playing basketball in the street, and they joined in with these kids playing basketball. It was amazing, and I loved it. So kudos to that police officer. Kudos to Shaquille O'Neal. You know, these kids are just being kids. They're just playing basketball. They're not being destructive. You know, they're not putting graffiti all over the place. I mean, if that's the type of kids that you think these kids are, then move to an area where these kids actually act like that. Then you'll appreciate these little kids just outside playing basketball, just being kids. So this neighbor just went over and beyond and was just crazy. If you don't like the neighborhood, if you don't like the kids for some reason, then move. You know, I'm looking at these kids and I'm thinking, okay, when I listen to the story, I'm thinking like, you know, it's going to be a whole bunch of black kids, of course, you know, in the streets playing basketball. Mm-mm. It was white kids, it was Hispanic kids, not one black child that I saw anyway. It might have been a black child in there, whatever. So I'm thinking, hey, this neighbor is an old, bitter, I don't know, racist, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this neighbor. But these kids, it's not 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, they're not being destructive. they're just being kids playing basketball. So, anyway, I want to thank everyone that's, you know, been popping in and popping out of the chat room and on the phone lines. Definitely appreciate the support with everyone. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to close the show out, and I will be on at my time at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So it's Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock. The show is only a half an hour. So you guys, the call-in number again, 347-324-5717, if you would like to call, listen to the show, or join in a conversation. And that is all for me today. And I want to, like I said, thank everyone that came in, popped out. Now, what I want everybody to do is I want you to go out and wear the biggest smile that you can, because guess what? Smiles are contagious. So I want you to go out and infect as many people as you can. You guys have a blessed day.
What do you mean?
Better make up your mind, what do you mean?